So I just sent you.
Oh,
Oh,
it's back. I think it, yeah.
now I got reporting in progress again. I don't know.
Whatever.
Okay.
I'll have an audio recording.
Anyway, I don't know. My computer's funny here. I had a gust. Okay. Anyway, so the problem is.
I just started recording because you gave me permission.
Okay. Very good. So that was you, probably. It's a recording in progress. Okay. So the problem that we had is that Tysis and Tuff says that essay that Asakasha, why don't we say Nasakisha by Amonagoin Gadol? David says it's not logical. Why should you be mutter? Since the Bir Rishayna, it was only mutter because of mitzvah, because of essay Deiche. So obviously after Bir Shniyah, it's going to be Aser. I the Torah said Nasakisha. That's when you don't need Dechiyah. But when you need Dechiyah, it's not logical that it should be Aser and B'yishniyah. That seems to be what Davis is saying.
How do Thesis know that?
No, it's a svar. He's saying he's answering the question that the
Right, but how
Chazal.
does Thesis himself know such that maybe his Havamina is more correct? Does Hakatesis just start out the Havamina and the answer is it doesn't?
We know the din is that there's no heter B'yishniyah in the Gemara by Grusha. Davis Kash is. How did Chazal know? Teres says, because it's Misvara, because
What was the switch? I don't say in the beginning he
okay,
said.
Teres is saying a very good Svara, that if the whole after through the Chia, so be a Shnia, there's no Chia. So obviously it's going to be Usher. The only time we're going to say Nas, like Isha, Chol Dover, if we don't need the Chia. Okay, that's what Teres says. It sounds, but meanwhile, you see from Teres that by a regular Eshesach, when there's no other Isher, you're not using Dechiyah, because if you're using Dechiyah, so then it's exactly like Chai VeLavim. What's the difference? It's exactly like Chai VeLavim. So there's a steer in Taisvitz. Taisvitz on Daf Chav says that we're not using Dechiyah. And Taisvitz on Daf Gimel seemed to say we are using Dechiyah. Right? That was a steer. So we saw yesterday that the Rabbi Eliezer basically wants to say that Taibis and Daf Gimel also meant his maskanas. It's not Techiyah, it's Hutra. That's good what he's saying. It's a form of Hutra. He has a fancy Hutra that the Isser makes a mitzvah, but I don't know if that makes that's relevant. But it's basically what is that the Teretz is Hutra. So besides that, we didn't think it fitted so well in his Lashon, because then why does Taibis mention EF that that you mean if not to the mitzvah, but the mitzvah came, but the mitzvah. We don't know why Tavis would say that according to him. But Rabbi Yochanan asked the kasha from Taisis and the Pehama days, where Taisis seems to say that Teloyim by Big Day Kahuna, Shatnez by Big Day Kahuna is. Essay Deichel also say, but you can't learn out because it's mitzvah. So you see that it is Essay Deichel also say. So he says, but first it's not Hutra. And also Aaron brought a raya from Tavis and Nun Dawin. Tavis and Nun Dawin, again, Tavis says that the Gemara wanted to know, how do we know that she's Aser Mechayim? And Davis explains, because Dechiyah is not Mistavra. If she's not Aser Mechayim, then you don't need Dechiyah. So the Gemara was assuming, so you see from Ashma, from Taisa, that it's the system is Dechiyah. And that's why the Gemara, the Kasha, how do you know it's Aser Mechayim? So,
I mean, these are all Bekiyas kashas on Rebbe Yibarach, correct?
right, yes.
Could I just make one other ha'ara? Maybe this is not so reasonable, but in Svara, is it so pashut that because the Isser Eishesach is goyim the mitzvah that it doesn't require dichum? I could hear that you have all the machshava and all the kabbalah and the good and the bad and the poison and the sweet, but rules are rules. You have a lav, you need the chiyah to be ma'atiyah. All the cheshbonos don't change, you still need the chiyah.
Yeah, okay. The Maisa, there's a machlokes among the Rosh Hashivas in a similar type of shayla. Maybe it's not exactly what you're saying, but similar. The Rav Elchanan has a case where dechia causes hutra. Right? In other words, the dechia, you know, because of the fact that we want it to be mutter. So therefore, we go so far. We do a hutra. Let's say by Shabbos, some people say that because we want so much, a person should save the life. So we're matter the iser. So this way, the person won't have to. You don't need the gedara of the dechia. So Rav Elchanan says that if the dechia causes hutra, so then you could learn out essay deichel also say, because yesh b'chlam masayimana. I think that's what he said. You see, the dechia is doing it, but there are other people that say that that's not true. That even if it's the dechia which is causing the hutra, since at the end of the day you end up with hutra, so it's easy. You have no raya that dechia could work when it doesn't end up with hutra. In other words, in some sense, even if you had to use a system of dechia, but since the ma'aseh at the end of the day it's hutra, so at the end of the day you're not using dechia. So that's more cow than when at the end of the day you have to use dechia. And I don't know if I said that svara so clearly, but if it would say that svara, that would also answer your question. In other words, there are the Rishivas at Taina that if even though the motivation is dechia and you're using dechia, but in a sense the mechanism is easier. So there's no raya. As you could, it's possible to say, when did the Torah allow dechia? Only when at the end of the day you can do a hutra, so you don't have to do a dechia. But if at the end of the day you have to do dechia, maybe it's not strong enough to do dechia.
How does that apply here?
No, because you are saying that saif kol saif, you have to do dechia. But I don't know, you know, at the end of the day, there's no iser. It's just the way you get to the no iser is through dechia. But at the end of the day, it becomes hutter. You're going to say even at the end of the day, you need dechia.
I would have thought so. I'm just asking. I understand what I'd be saying about Rav Elchanan, but I'm just asking on the one step where he says, "Lo yibeinon klal dechia, mishum she iser hasiba hazikekes." On those words, I'm just wondering: is that so muchrach? And if it is, then it is. But if it's not, then it doesn't have to be hutra at the end of the day either. In svara, he only has one weapon he's using. That this is the cause of the mitzvah. So that's all you have no bekiyas to know it's chutra or nothing else. All you have is that this iser is the cause of the mitzvah. So I'm just wondering, why does that change all the rules? Why does it do anything? It could still be that we know the Kabbalah, we know the machshava behind it, we understand it a little better, but you still may need regular dechia for it to become mutter. You still can't break the rules of Shulchan Aruch because you want to accomplish great things in the Olamos and be mamatik, the Ra, the Toiv with Ra. It's not to follow the rules. So it's regular dechia, putting all the machshava aside.
Okay, so what is when I see saying this time, you don't like his pshat?
Yeah, I'm saying what Rebbe was comparing it yesterday to Rebbe's pshat, right, to the other pshat. I'm just pointing out, besides the Lashon, and I think what we said, other pshat might be easier in certain ways. I'm just pointing out that in Svara, we made it sound yesterday like in Svara, this is very solid. Almost as Rebbe was saying last week, I think that the same thing, which is a Siba for Ratzon Hashem, can't be a Siba for an Aveir, something like that.
But that was a different Svara.
Right. I'm saying that's for comparing to here. Here, it just doesn't seem like it's so Mukhrach. I don't hear this so stark just because it is the Siba for the Mitzvah. But that's also obviously it can't be an Yisr, no Dchia, because it's irrelevant because after all, it's a Siba for the Mitzvah. I'm just questioning as far why that's so solid.
Okay, I hear. He's saying because it changes into a mitzvah. So it stops saying Isser. It says it changes its speech. The Isser now
started out, if it started out as an Isser, So then, and lamaisa the issa, we're not talking about just, you know, the underpinnings of the ruach hatoma. We're saying the real issa, like Rebbe brought from Issachal Isser. So how does it, the timing thing is it, Isser means prohibition. Prohibition means do not do it. So how bechlal does that work? That do not do it, even if you understand there's some reason why it should become a mitzvah, but what happened to the do not do it?
Okay, so that's what he's saying, is that that's the chiddush haTorah of Yibum, that the do not do it change, change sides and stop saying do not do it. He said with that same kayach, whatever kayach he had to say do not do it, he's coming along and using that kayach to say do it.
No, but I'm saying, but if the Isser was saying that, is it like a timing? Is there a time in Lamdas that the do not do it is there? Because we're saying the Isser has to be Chal.
The Kozman that the brother was alive, the Eishesok said, do not do it. Now the brother died.
What a raya from Isser Chal al Isser that you Lamaisa have to have, the Bapayal Dika Isser of do not do it, not just the underlying, you know, the Ruach HaTomah. So like what happens? It starts out as a do not do it. And then
when the brother is alive, it says do not do it. And then when the brother dies, the same force that said do not do it, based on that force, he says do it. The Isser says, I want you to do it, Mr. Isser.
Isser means do not do it, though. It's not saying Siba. Doesn't that, it's like, it sounds like a steer. If I say, when I say do not do it, I'm saying do not do it and do it. But the do not do it is still there, no? Like.
Okay, I don't know. What he's saying is the Isser, which says do it. He's saying it's a steer. Okay.
A steer in words, the do not do it is do it.
The Chalais Isser says to do it. And then the Maisa.
The Chalais Isser, or maybe the Siba Isser.
I don't think he's saying Siba Isser. Because Siba Isser would have, even if Ein Isser Chal al Isser. Even if Ein Isser Chal al Isser, you have Siba Isser.
It's the Chalais Isser.
The Chalais Isser turns around and says, do it. And that's what he's saying. You don't like his.
Does Rebbe agree that? I mean, it sounds pretty rough, no? And Svar.
Yeah. Okay. But that they do. I mean, the problem is that this Svara is said to answer that Gemara of Yud Gimel, which we're not doing. So they're saying that there's the Chalais Isser. So there's a Chalais Isser, but Lemaisa, the Chalais Isser says, "I want you to be over on the Chalais Isser." So that's what Job is saying, that maybe so if the Chalais Isser is saying, be over on the Chalais Isser, so you maybe need an essay daiche, because there is a Chalais Isser. That's what he's saying.
Variation, Lamaisa, if we wanted to say, I don't know, if you know, the Bekiyas of Isser Chalais, but we do have on the board, theoretically, which it sounds very good in Sfarah, with all that ingredients, you know, yesterday, is to say that, you know, normally there is a Ruach HaTomah which makes us want to make an Isser on top of it, you know. But in this case, if you saw the whole picture, that Ruach HaTomah mixed in makes a Gevaldika thing in this special case. And therefore,
that's what we thought the Yad Ramah was saying. That was our first shot on the Yad Ramah. But that doesn't seem to be what Rav Eliezer Yehuda was saying.
First shot we said last week, I thought, was that the same Metzias of Korva can't be at the same time shooting out a mitzvah and an Avera.
Right, right. That's what you just said. So therefore, you're missing.
No, I'm saying a different
Svara. You're missing the Siba Isser.
No. I'm saying a different Svara. I'm saying the same. It's the same structure as yesterday, but instead of saying the actual Isser of do not do it, we're saying, like we said in the beginning of the sugya, well, let's assume every time there's a lav, what's going on is that it starts out in the metzias, the stakel by rice. There is a, normally every lav has starting off a ruach hatomah, and then because of that, let's say one of the reasons is Hashem wants to make sure we don't do it. The Torah says therefore a lav on top of that, but there's such a thing though is. that the Ruach HaTumah, in certain scenarios, when it's mixed in the whole cake, could be a beautiful thing. And therefore, that, well, I don't know, called Sibasis or whatever, that Ruach HaTumah, in this case, was no reason to put ever make a Lamaisa Isser on it because it's part of a beautiful cake. But okay. But it's not the actual Isser. So, I mean, I think that's a very...
Okay, that would be a little different, yes.
But that I think we're up from, I mean, Isser Chal Isser does sound like...
Okay. In other words, I just want to go back. I don't want to keep everyone. Shmuel's going to look like he's going to shoot me. You there, Shmuel? No. Okay. Anyway, in other words, what we're saying is there are many variations of how you can get hutra. We had two pshatim in the Yad Ramah. One was because of practicality, because it's silly to build a wall if you're going to knock it down, which Dov didn't like. But okay, because of Bishnia, I heard. I'm not sure. The second was is that it's a simon that there's no source for the Sibas Isser. And now we have another one of Rav Eliezer Yehuda that the Isser becomes a mitzvah. And you're saying there's a fourth way that the Sibas Isser stops being a Sibas Isser, so to speak. So it therefore there shouldn't be an Isser. Okay. But the Maisa, after all said and done, the Chayra, all these pshatim do not fit into Taifas as Lashon. They fit very nicely in the Yad Ramah, in the Ramban, who says the Farish, that we're not using Dechia, we're using Hutra. Taifas never speaks out that we're not using Dechia. And if anything, Taifas on Hayamad Bay says Beferish, we are using Dechia. Right? He says in Mamish Beferish. That's Rav Elchanan's Kasha. Taifas says on Hayamad Bay, that the four he says, the Hussam Nami, Mishum the Asi Essay, the Big Day Kuna, the Dachil Essay to climb. So he says, but Farish, we're using the Chiyah. And he still has a Svara, Mitzvah Sopikach. So that means that Mitzvah Sopikach does not connect to the Mitzvah Sopikach is not based on. Yeah, and you can have mitzvah sebekach even though you're using dechia, and then so then we have the stira to the taivis and dafchav. Okay, so let's try. I want to try and think the other way. So we mentioned that there's always two different ways to answer a stira. One way is to say, one taivis is lav dafka. We have ruam chad in one taivis. The other approach is to say we have Ram Shah and the other Taisis. So especially over here, where there seems like three Taisisim, the Taivis and Gimel and Beis, Dawid, the Taivis and Hayim and Beis, and the Taivis and Nun Dawid, they all seem to say the same thing, that the Eish Yisach is going off through Dechia. So rather than be Deichek, three different Taisim, it would sound much more logical to be daichek the one taisis on dafchav, right? And if you got three, if you have a stira and it's three against one, so the logical thing is to do is to explain why the one is different, not to explain why the three is different. That's just the easier way of doing things. So the question is there a way that we can say that taisis and dafchav did not mean that could also agree that it's working through Tachiyah. Right. So what do you people say?
But sorry, just before, did we already explain if Tosus on Dav Gimel meant Tachiyah, what the answer of Mitzvah Sibadach is?
Yeah, we said, at least the way I understood it, is that there's a super motivation. That's why he says, Yilav came Batla Mitzvah Yibum. That the fact that one time you can't do a mitzvah is no big deal. One time you don't do a mitzvah, but that you never do a mitzvah is a much bigger deal. That no one in the world ever does a mitzvah is a horrendous thing, because mitzvahs are, we quoted that Rav Chaim Vital says that the you know, that the every mitzvah is in the is keneged an aver in the body, and every mitzvah is keneged something in Shemayim. And if the Chaim Vital says that if you don't do a mitzvah, one of the either Karyak mitzvahs or Machiv Varan Shasak Gidim, so that means that spiritually your body is incomplete. Therefore, you have to come back as a Gilgal. Right now, how do you go ahead? Everyone tumbles because you can't do all the Taryak mitzvahs. Okay, so how do you be Yotzei that you shouldn't come back as a Gilgal, Rav Chaim Vital? But that's the first thing, Rav Chaim Vital, in the Shara mitzvahs. It's a very beautiful, absolutely a very beautiful piece. And it's an actual piece. It's readable. It doesn't have Kabbalah. First page at least. And that he talked about that was every mitzvah is connected to the Ramach Evarim, but the Ramach Evarim, he says the physical world is connected to the spiritual world. So when you do a mitzvah, you're fixing your Ramach Evarim, your spiritual Ramach Evarim. And in order to have Tchias HaMeis and whatever, you need all your Ramach Evarim. So you're missing a mitzvah that you never did. There's a chazal, if you never put on tefillin, right, the Gemara, person who never put on tefillin, is ain't no chedek lam haba, no? Is it not because one of the things, anyone?
A lot of mitzvahs that are ain't no chedek lam haba.
What?
It's not, there's a lot of mitzvahs that are ain't no chedek lam haba.
Yeah, but hey, one of them, is a person that can't do tshuva or something.
Paishe Yisrael Begufay.
What?
He's called a Paishe Yisrael Begufay.
He's enlisted in the Rambam as one of the people that there's no tshuva for, no? I think so. It's like a special kafra de no manach tefillin. I don't remember the words exactly. Okay, so that which they say means if you never did it, if you did it one time, you're okay. If you never did it, right? There's a beautiful ma'isa going off on a tangent, of a tangent. There's a beautiful ma'isa. I think it was said right Shachto, this ma'isa, that there was some person who was Machmed, Yarshin from his father, his grandfather, was some Choshev, Mikubo, Godo, Sadik, whatever, the Yarshin, their tefillin, and he was Machmed his whole life only to wear that tefillin. One time, he was somewhere, and he got stuck, and he didn't have his special tefillin, so he had to borrow some Pasha to use tefillin. Then Achamev, Israel, he comes up to Shemayim, and they said, you know, it's very nice you use your grandfather's tzaddik tefillin, but they were pasul. You know, they weren't kosher. You didn't have them checked. They were pasul. So you're this kafta, you get this aveira, but you never put on tefillin in your life. So you're going to go to who knows what kind of einesh is that for that. I think it's ain't no chaykav haba. And then they said, oh, but wait, one time I put on someone's tefillin. So he makes his whole shmooze by this one time that he put on the tefillin of that Am Haaretz that saves his life, basically. And he thought was a tragedy. That was his only one time he put on tefillin. But anyway, okay.
What's the moral of that story? The
moral of that story, people think that they got these gavaldic mitzvahs, and sometimes it's a simple mitzvah is what counts. I think that's the moral. But anyway, the Maisa. There is such a thing. If you never do a mitzvah, it's a terrible thing. And shorty, you know, they say istako bar raiso bar alma. So if one mitzvah will be missing from the world, then the whole world has to be. It can't consist because it's like I gave a mashal. You know, they want to save the wheels. Why do they want to save the whales? Because there aren't so many whales in the world. But I never heard people saying that save the tuna fish, because there's plenty of tuna fish. But if there's a shortage of whales, something species?
Endangered species.
Endangered species. So if there's an endangered species, they were much more machmer. So yibum, which is one of the taryag mitzvahs, If you can't do it, it's an endangered species. It's worth it. I mean, you'll never have it, but you won't have any whales in the world. The world needs, there's a reason everything in the world is there for a purpose. Every mitzvah serves a purpose. So how can we have the world and no one ever fulfills the mitzvah yibum? That'd be such a tragedy. That who knows what the mystical ramifications, the world will be missing that dimension of Kedusha. Right? As every mitzvah has a different Kedusha. I saw a different, also a sefer, that every mitzvah has a different schar because it's a different dimension. So it's different. But what were you saying, Aaron? I cut you off.
No, I mean, myself, but don't we see that, like, there was, what's chapter? So there are a bunch of mitzvahs that are, like, not doable or not meant to be.
Okay, so they ask that question.
Is that like you're learning? But if learning is you're doing them, so then, okay, fine. So then other ones too, just learn about them. And it's not, and why don't you have the same Mila, at least. In theory, in Achami, it was never done, but it's also talking about
Dreigel. Okay, but that's not the only answer that you Yaitzi with the learning. There's other answers. The other answers is you Yaitzi with other people. Let's call Yisrael Raven.
Yeah, but nobody ever did an Yiri Dachas.
Come on, you're into Kabbalah. Come on. You must know this. And you can be an Ibur. Right? You know what an Ibur is? Come on, who knows Kabbalah here? No one knows Kabbalah. I thought an Ibur in the Kabbalah Sfarim is that if there's
but the neshama of a tzaddik goes to the person because he was nizar by a mitzvah or something.
You know, there's a mitzvah. The way they said in our context is if there's a mitzvah that you never did, but it's not your fault that you never did the mitzvah. So Hashem wants to be Mizaki. You should get that mitzvah, but you never had the opportunity. So Hashem takes your neshama and gives it an ibur. It means you become pregnant. Someone else is doing that mitzvah, just like you can have two neshamas. You can have a neshama Yisera on Shabbos. So when he's ready to do this mitzvah that I never did, so he gets my neshama.
The famous mice of the Eloi and the chicken. This little kid, they were waiting for a kid for a long time and they couldn't have the kid. They got a bracha, they have a kid, and the kid was an Eloi. And then by young age, they came to the point someone asked him if the chicken was kosher, and he said it's kosher, and he dropped dead on the spot. And Rav said he was really a Gilgal, whatever it was, from this Chashiva Rav, who one time pushed off paskening whether a chicken should be for Shabbos or something like that. There's something nice that they say like that.
Okay. But this is something else. This is not a real Gilgal. This is a half a Gilgal. This is an Ibur. Ibur means that if you don't have to come back as a Gilgal. You just go join your neshama for temporarily for a little short amount of time. You join someone else. And then when he does the mitzvah, you're helping him. Your neshama helps him do the mitzvah. Anyway, that's it. For that was, I think, that was just for my showing off my Kabbalah.
But that doesn't help for mitzvahs that are never done.
Yeah, well, okay, but it counts for mitzvahs. Someone else does it. So either you're yaitzi with Kol Yisrael Arevim, or you're yaitzi with Ibur. That's what I think Rav Chaim Vital says, that Hashem, if it's not your fault that you didn't do the mitzvah, so Hashem will put your neshama in someone else who does the mitzvah. No one will ever do the mitzvah. It's much worse.
Be like Yirni Dachas and Sorb or.
Okay, but those weren't mitzvahs. I don't know if those were mitzvahs. So those were
part of the Tariq mitzvahs. They're living in the Tariq mitzvahs. It's the same svara that applies. Like each mitzvah, and it's a otherwise bottle. It's kedusha from the world. Okay, fine. So we need to make an Yirni Dachas then or something.
Okay, we'll make an Yirni Dachas.
I never duchen because I'm not a kohen.
I think you can, first of all, it could be in a previous Gilgal or an ex Gilgal, or you're Yaitzi with the Kohen's Duchening, and you either because of Kol Yisrael Arevim or because of Ibur. That's what I'm saying, because it's the slumness of Ibur. But anyway, but whatever it is, it's definitely a motivation. Maybe you have a kasha, and sometimes we're stuck, but it's not a good thing to have a mitzvah that's never done. It's just like it's not a good thing that the will should be destroyed, you know? It's not
but
a good
isn't this
thing.
Worse, though? Isn't this that it can't be done? Not that it won't be done, but it can't be done. It's impossible to happen.
Tavis's lashon is at the end, is at its conclusion. The last game, but la mitzvah yibum. So it sounds like, to me, that the emphasis is that since you can't, the problem with you can't is that therefore it won't be done. And if it won't be done, it's a terrible thing because it's but la mitzvah yibum. It's one thing that you don't butla one time yibum. Butla one time yibum is not so terrible. But butla mitzvah yibum is terrible. That's what I thought Taivis was saying. I think it fits very nicely in the Lashon. And it's a very nice svara that there's a strong motivation. We do not want the mitzvah to be batel. So therefore, since we don't want the mitzvah to be batel,
Rebbe is reading this in which tais here.
Taivis on Daf Dawid. Amid Awad. When and the Gimel Amid Beis Dawid Taivis. Taivis, when he gives his answer, he says, but then he keeps on talking. So the conclusion, the makabe patish, is butla tilavkein. If you're not going to do tachia, butla mitzvah yibum. So it sounds like what he's saying is that butla mitzvah yibum is like a tragedy.
That's because mitzvah sukach means that it can't be done, not that it won't be done.
It can't be butla mitzvah yibum. The result of mitzvah sukach is that if you don't do essay dochelosa say sheish makares, you end up that'll never ever ever be done.
So why is that necessary? Why isn't it not enough to just say if mitzvah sabakach means the Torah is giving me mitzvah, there obviously was a way the Torah wanted me to do the mitzvah.
I don't know. Apparently that's not enough. That's just maybe like I don't know. So the Orange quotes other mitzvahs that we can't don't do. I don't know. That apparently you're saying like a simon. But I'm saying the answer, I'm betting what I'm saying. If it's what you're saying, then you should be able to learn out from here. But what you just said is a simon. If the Torah gave the mitzvah, obviously the Torah wants me to do it, so it must be that we're daiche. Good, so but learn out from here and say daiche losa, say shesh bekares. We're saying that you can't learn out. You can't learn out because here there's a special motivation. It's not just a simon, it's a siba. There's a special motivation why we want you to do it. So the special motivation is because we don't want batla. Okay, but let's go back there, please. So going back to Taivis Daf Chaf. So does anyone have a suggestion how we can learn Taivis Daf Chaf that it shouldn't be a stira?
Can we use the, I believe it was Rabbi Korda Bachanan earlier, the idea that hudcha could make a hutra, but then you could still hutra can make a hutra. So we'll say that all the Tosan agree to hutra, and but since it makes a hutra, then you could have nasta ishul chol davar.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me think about that. I think that works. In other words, you're saying that will basically agree with Rabbi Chaim. You think you want to agree with him? In other words, our Taisis says you can learn out from here. Essay Deichel also say, if not for the fact that it's also bekach. So we thought that that's a raya that Taisis doesn't hold the hutra, because if you would hold the hutra, then forget about mitzvah sabekach. Just say because it's hutra. So you're saying no, really, Taisus and Daf Gemma Days and Daf Tawid holds the hutra. Why didn't he answer hutra? Why did he answer and said mitzvah sabekach? Because he holds like Rabbi Chanan, I think, said that if the chia causes a hutra, so it's since it's the chia that's doing it. So yesh b'chlam asayimana, because hutra is even a greater dechia than dechia. You're being dechia so much, you make it a hutra. So obviously you can do a dechia. So even though Taisus knows that it's hutra,
it's not real hutra. It's not the level, like Rebbe discussed.
It's not the hutra that there was never a siba sa'isr, but it's an essay, which I mean hutra, which means like this. You're saying that it's not mistavra, that when Taibis, even in his Havamina, you're saying like this, when Taibis is Havamina thought that the Yibam is Esai Daifel Ose Shesh Bakaris, did Taibis think that on Yom Kippur you got to clap Al Chet Shatanu Fanecha Ma'oines because you went in and did Yibam? Not Mistavra. So you're saying that Avada, Taibis knows that the end result is Hutra. And therefore, if the end result is Hutra, then you don't have to clap al chet shatana fanecha ba'ines because it's hudra. But the way you got to hudra is through dechia. So therefore, Davis's kasha was learn out essay deichel also say, because you see that essay can go ahead and make a hudra. He can make a hutra, he can shorty make a tefiyah. Yesh b'klam v'sayimona. That's what Rabbi Chanan said. But ain't a chinami, the end result is that you get a hutra.
Yeah, but that's changing the first three, that's changing the all three taisis in pshat. That's not changing daf chaf.
Wait. That's changing that type is. Does that not work enough? But it's a little bit not changing. I mean, I'm trying to think, because it's a modified changing, because we're saying that we're still using essay dechelos essay, so we're not changing the three types so much. You're right.
It's and now fit into blossom.
In other words, we're using essay dechelos essay. We're just using an essay dechelos essay to make a hutra. So you're saying it doesn't fit. Let me just rule 1 second. No, the Tavis is Adaf Hey. Tavis says, the awesome Nami.
Where's this Tavis reading from?
The question is, Rafi mentioned a suggestion.
Right.
That Avada Taisis and Daf Gimel agrees that it's Hutra, but it's a Hutra that's coming as a result of an essay Daichados essay.
Okay.
Shmuo is timing, I think, that the very nice, you can fit that into maybe Daf Gimel, but you can't fit it to the other Taisim.
Which you mean Daf Chof?
And Lundawit. So,
what about Daf Chof?
No, Daf Chav, it would fit in nicely because...
Why? Because, but there we were trying to mechal between Kayan
and Amonolokai God hutra, in this case. Since at the end of the day, it's a hutra, that's what Rabbi's saying. On Daf Chav, we don't care at the end of the means. We only care in the end.
But we need to be mechal between Amonolokai God and a regular Yibam.
Right, there is a mechalik. That Amonolokai God, though, it ends up with the Chia, and therefore, the Yishniya is Aser. But by Eish Esach, even though it started with a Techia, it ended up with a Hutra. And since it ends up with a Hutra, so the Hutra can.
And the Hutra is because Mitzvahs Bekach?
Mitzvahs Bekach is the motivation. Wait, no, not Mitzvahs. No.
Because I needed to come up with a Mechalak between Aman HaKohen Gadol and regular Yibam. What's the Chilak?
The way Rafi's saying it is like this. Forget about Mitzvahs Bekach. Mitzvahs Bekach with something else. He's saying, in a certain sense, he's changing Pshat and Taisis and Chaf. He's changing Pshat and Taisis and Daf Chaf, but Shmuel's right, he's going to have to change Pshat on the other Taisim too. He's going to have to, in other words, what he's sort of doing, there's really a third choice, right? When you have a Stira, you can change one, you can change the other, or you bring them both closer. So that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to say that when Taisus and Daf Chaf said the difference between Almana the Kohen Gadol and Eish Esach, and Eish Esach is no Isser, and Almana the Kohen Gadol is Techia, he really admits that Eish Esach is also Techia. But he meant, but it's a Techia that results in Hutra.
Why?
Between a Techia, which results in Hutra, and a Techia, which doesn't result in Hutra.
Why is it results in Hutra more than by Aman HaKohen Gadol?
Because it's not Mistara, that when the Torah gave a Mitzvah Yibum, the Torah is telling you to go ahead and be over in Isser, and you're going to have to clap out Chet.
Except for the Isser of Eish Esach, because of Mitzvah Sebekach.
Okay, but that's not what Tavis meant when he said Mitzvah Sebekach. I don't want to stick that into Taisus because I want that.
We have to give some difference.
The difference nice is difference. Because, okay, you can use those words, but that don't say. I don't want to say that's what Taisus meant. So, it's since every Yibum has this, so it's not Mistabra that when Torah said Yibum, the Torah said clap up chait when you do every Yibum. It's not logical. So it's the Mistavra that the Torah did a Hudra. Now that well, so that
why,
move,
why Tosis's first kasha was let them just be Rishina or the Gemara's Makasha, whatever.
Because I was answering that since the essay Daichalosa say results into a Hudra, once it results into a Hudra, then we're Mather Bishniya too. That's how Rafi okay, wants.
Why is that not true for Amon El Kain Gadol?
Because there it didn't result in a Hudra. It stayed as a Dechia. If it stops at Dechia, so then you can't be mad.
Those are just words. I don't understand the Svara.
It's very good, Svara, because once you get to the point of Hudra, so then I don't care. I don't need the essay anymore because we got to the stage of Hudra.
Is Hudra Nasa Ishul Choldover? Is that what Hudra is?
Oh, Hutra is Hutra.
So what's Nasa Ishul Choldover then?
That tells us the din. That tells us the din.
That tells us there's a din of Hutra?
That tells us the din that you're allowed to be Ishnia. That's what
because Nasa, of Hutra.
Yes, okay.
So Hutra creates Nasa Ishul Choldover.
Hutra is the reason why we apply the Torah said a drasha that be Ishnia is mutter. That's in the pasuk of Nasek Ishul Choldover. We go ahead, Misvara, Taiva says on Dafchav, and Misvara, we apply it to the Isser Eishesach, and we don't apply it to the Isser of Almana Goin Gadol.
You can.
Why not? Let me see.
Isn't it being handled in Bia Rishina? Doesn't Bia Rishina make it that you can do the mitzvah? The whole thing, the mitzvah will never be done, is not true.
Okay, no, let me try. I'm trying to explain it. We have a Bia Rishina is mutter, bein by Almana, the Kohen Gadol, bein by Eishesach. Now we have a pasuk, Nasa Keisha Lechol Daver, that says a Bia Shnia is mutter. So says Taisis Adav Chav, that Misvara, we apply that pasuk to when there's only an Eishesach, but we don't apply it when there's Almana Kohen Gadol. Why don't we apply it to Almana Kohen Gadol? Because it's not logical. Because since you needed essay daichelosa say to make the heter, so it's not logical that the biyishni is remutter. Kasha is that even by eishesach you also needed essay daichelosa say. This also should be not logical that biyishni is mutter. So what Rafi's answering is that even though you needed essay daichelosa to get it started, but once it starts, it becomes a Hutra. So once it became a Hutra by Bia Rishina, now we no longer need an essay Deiche to allow Bia Shnia. So by Almana Kohen Gadol, where it never became a Hutra, and when you want to get to Bia Shnia, you can say, well, listen, you need an essay to be Deiche. The Yisr is still here. There is no essay on Bia Shnia. That's Aser. But by Eishes Och, since it ended up, it came at the end as a Hutra. Once it comes to the end as a Hutra, then there's no, you no longer need an essay to be Daiche. So that's why Bishni is Mutter. Wait a second. Now the question is, so what was Tavis and Daf Gimel's problem? Because he holds, like Rav Ochanan, that even if the essay Daichalosei makes a Hutra, you should still be able to learn out from there that essay Daichalosei Shesh Bakare. So that was Taivis and Davchav's Kasha. And it's answered the Svas Mekak. One second.
Wait,
let me get to Shmuel, please. And I cut him off about an hour ago. So Shmuel was asking that it comes out. So, how are you going to fit this in to Taivis and Davchav's? So in Tavis and Hayim Abayz, we'll have to say that when he says it's working through Essay Daichalosa, say he means an Essay Daichalosa, which makes for a Hutra. But his lashon is the awesome Nami Mishum the Asi Essay Vidochi Los Loud to claim the Ain the Hutra Miklolo. So it sounds like it's not a Hutra. The ain't a Hutra Miklalo.
And Daf Gimel still, I don't understand how it works out, Daf Gimel. Daf Gimel is still Mitzvah Sebekach. How can we take it beyond Mitzvah Sebekach? Mitzvah Sebekach says Birishon is Mutzer. it doesn't allow you to say be a shnia, because the beer is mutter, then there's no taina mitzvah b'kach anymore. There's no taina that there'll never be a yibum. There will be a yibum. There'll be a yibum, but the whole mitzvah yibum is beer rishina.
Said that there's some reason that we assume that by yibum the beer rishina became a hutra. That's not because of mitzvah so b'kach. That's because since every yibum is when eishesach, it's not mistavra that every time you do yibum, you have to clap al chet. It's just not mistavra. When the Torah gave you a mitzvah, it's not mistavra that the mitzvah, when you do the mitzvah, the Torah said in the generic form, you're always going to have to clap al chet.
So that means I don't need mitzvah b'kach.
No, leave me alone. That's for a different question. Tavis brings in mitzvah b'kach for a different question. We're not using mitzvah b'kach. Yes,
mitzvah b'kach. Which Tosis on daf hei? Which Tosis it is on daf hei? I don't know. Which
Tosis? Tavis on daf hei is divya maskil kulo. Tosis daf hei says if you're going down, four lines. In Taimar, the Gemara says, I just look inside. The Gemara says that you learn out from Kalayim Bitsitsis. That essay Daichalosa say. So he says, how do you learn out from here? That essay Daichalosa say, Shiny Kalayim, the Hutchami Klada. Kalayim is more Mako. Because it's hutter miklada. So there's some kind of svara that if something's hutter, then that's a raya that's more meiko, and therefore you can't learn out that essay daichel also say, in fact, it me daichel because it's a meiko dika iser. But omeri, the hasam, hasam means by big day kuna. Why are we allowed to have shatness in big day kuna? Nami mishum da asi essay the big day kuna. Dachilav, the climb. They ain't the hutter miklada. It's not because of a hutra, but because of a dechia. So that's the big line. Then he's saying that big dekuna is dechia, not hutra. Then he says, miu, even though it's dechia and not hutra, ilav kaloyim, big ilav kaloyim, it's not for kaloyim by sitzes. The big dekuna, mavimot in a meiref, there's once we say that big dekuna is working through essay dechalosa say, so let's learn out from big dekuna that essay dechalosa say. There it says you can't learn mishum the mitzvah so because ubin yinach yevshekai mitzvahs b'shmashi lafim yeshesach. So he's basically saying that the problem of mitzvah so because applies even to big day kuna, even though big day tuna is essay dechalosa say. So you see that mitzvah so because does not mean hutra. Right, that's what Rabbi Chanan proves. So I'm just trying to just thinking that as far as Raf is concerned, you probably have to say that ain't no chinami. Over here it's not hutra. You have this far mitzvah sabikach, but by yibum you do have hutra.
So what are we saying? If the shatness wasn't by tzitzis, what would we learn from kuna?
What?
If there wasn't shatness by tzitzis, well, we would learn out something from shatness from kuna, like I said.
I don't think I said that. Tzitzis kasha was, why do I have to learn out from tzitzis? The essay daichalosa say, let's learn out from big day kuna, essay daichalosa say. That was Tzitzis kasha.
And the answer is mitzvah b'kach.
The answer is mitzvah b'kach, yes. Okay, I'm not sure.
Moshe Parashti is very hard to say that Tosis is now deciding that it's a totally different. In other words, he keeps going with Yibam, but by climb he's going to stop. Tosis Mamish says Moshe Parashti is just very funny.
In other words, Rafi would have to say that in the Nekuda of Mitzvah Sobekach, it's the same. It's not the same as far as Hutra, but it's the same as far as this point of that you can't learn out. In other words, by yibum, it results in a hutra. By big tekuna, it stays the chia.
I mean, but is that so bad? Because the Rebbe and Shmuel, is that so bad because isn't that's really the Iker Teretz of why you can't learn it out. The fact that in one case it's Hutra and one case it remains the Chia is sort of a side point. It's because in Svar, it's not Mastavar, Hashem would make it the after Klap Al Chet every time he's a Yibam, and that doesn't apply by Shat Big Day Kahuna. But like the Iker Teretz of Tosis is the same in both.
One second, are you saying they have to Klap Al Chet? The Kahanim have to Klap Al Chet?
So why can't we say according to Rafi that on Hey and Big Day Kahuna it's also gonna be a Hutra in the end?
Because Tosis Lashon seems to
it
say
starts with the Esedok Halosasa Shesh Bokaris.
Tosis Lashon says the Hasanami the Ainze Hutter Miklado. So that sounds like it's not Hutter. Not that it doesn't.
No, what is Hutter Miklado? I think Hutter Miklado I think it's a different concept, no?
He's saying Hutter Miklado.
I'm not sure it's the hutra that we're talking about. I'm not sure.
Hutra
right?
Miklado means hutra without esay deicha, and
I'm not sure.
Okay, that could also be. Okay, I don't know.
That said, does Rafi's saying does that actually fit in the lashon in Tosfos on Chaf Amud Beis? Because the way he's saying it, he is saying yeah elahecha deshari lei b'loy d'chiyah. We are using the chiyah.
Yeah.
Now, so if he would say heichad shari, with hutra, so then you can say, I don't care how we got the hutra, but we have hutra. But Tosas Lashon is not, oh, we're using hutra over here. He's saying, it has to be without the chiyah. But there is a chiyah.
So you're asking a question?
Yeah, I'm asking. Yeah, now I'm asking on Rafi if the idea that he's saying doesn't actually fit in Tosas over there.
Okay, I hear.
This is where? Anachav?
Anachav, right.
Okay, that sounds true, too.
Which language?
What?
He's using a lashon that you can only get Nasas Ishtal Kaldavar if there is no Dechiyah. He doesn't say, oh, if it's Hutra. He's saying only if there's no Dechiyah. According to you, we are using Dechiyah.
Right. I'd have to say it means the chiyah at the end of the day. I hear that's not so gishman.
Also, if we're going by Rabbi Chanan does say that Taisus and Daf Hey. I mean, I don't know. He can't be Matzah Rabbi Chanan. I'm saying he says Klar. That's a say the Chalaz say, and it's not Hutra in that Daf Hey. Not at the end. Not at the beginning. I'm saying unless I don't have the whole shtick of Rabbi Chanan, well, the one the Rebbe gave out at least, right? He says the Behedju Kasusham the Big Day Kahuna Humi Tam I say the Chalaz say.
Yeah, so Rafi would maybe argue with him, or he would say that Big Day Kahuna and Yibam are different. We're not sure.
I have a related question, but different question. If Taisus holds Masas Mekach, why doesn't he use that as differentiation here to be differentiation between Aman al Kain Gadol? By Aman al Kain Gadol, that would be a special case, so Masas Mekach doesn't apply. By a regular case of Yibam, there's Masas Mekach because all Yibam will be knocked off.
Okay, because apparently mitzvah sevikach doesn't help by bia shnia. We're discussing bia shnia on daf chav. There's no svara mitzvah sevikach by bia shnia.
The lechara mitzvah sevikach has to somehow be related to the fact that bia shnia is mutter.
No. Mitzvah sevikach is only for where the mitzvah is. It's only bia rishina. Okay. All right. I got one. Yes, what?
Is Toysfest that hey, asking how come the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear the godin like for 1 minute, then has to take it off?
No, he's asking.
I'm trying.
No, that's not what he's asking. He just wants to know why don't we learn out from the fact that he can wear the begodim that we can learn out from there, Esay Deichel also say.
So why don't we say that he can wear it only for 1 minute? What's the difference?
Why don't we say that he has to take it off as soon as the avodah is over?
Yeah.
Well, according to Rafi, Rafi would like to say that it does end up with a hutra, and Taibis agrees to that. That it's a dechiyah that becomes a hutra, but that's called dechiyah. Because it's a chiyah that makes a hutra. I think that's what you wanted to say, no?
I would say that by Big Dekuna too.
I don't know, would you?
Well, I was trying to say nah, because to fit into the lesson.
Yeah, I hear. Okay, I don't know. Okay.
So besides the lesson, the chaf.
Okay, I want to go give a Musar Vat tonight. On Tuesday, every other Tuesday, I get a Musar Vat, so I got a rush. Okay, Shikayach, everybody. Okay, good.
You know, thank you. Have a different answer. You're going to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.